Welcome to the one-day business acceleration retreat. This experience is designed to help women founders just like you plan and execute the exponential growth of your business. Only 3% of all women-led businesses cross the chasm of generating $1 million or more in annual revenues, and only 2% are funded through venture capital. These statistics are shocking, given that women are also known for delivering a higher return on capital and for being better able to handle major disruptors in business. The one-day business acceleration retreat is your entryway into breaking through the barriers of exponential growth by helping you build a purpose-led and visionary plan to inspire your team, also guiding you to discover specific, repeatable actions that will create traction, more prospects, more customers, more sales. I am Coco Selman, five-time founder, impact investor, creator of the Force for Good business system, and your host on this transformative journey. Women-led business is the most powerful, innovative force in the world. With purpose-led leaders like you at the helm, we can lead in both impact and profit. The future of business is women. This is our time. Let's make the world better through business.
Hi there. Welcome back. So excited to be with you. We're on to episode 3. We're going to focus in on the vision of your business. And this is another really exciting concept and so important in that first step of envisioning a brighter future, right? Because we're looking towards the long-term horizon, so we can say, this is where we're going. This is what we want to create. So this is the next step in the one-day business acceleration retreat. Make sure you go to www.aforceforgood.biz/retreat and get yourself a copy of the companion guide and head straight onto the workshop for episode 3, which is company vision. So what is a company vision, right? The company vision paints the picture of a brighter, better world. The brighter, better world created through the intentional impact of your company, of your organization over a long period of time. So if your business were to be around for decades, 100 years from now, and every single day, you and every single one of your team members dedicated to the core purpose, whatever that was, to make people happy, to make the world a better place, to inspire and empower women, to create economic opportunity, whatever that core purpose is, and if everybody in the business does that, and every service that you create, every product you develop, becomes a messenger for that purpose. And the world is going to change, right? Over time, lives will be transformed. There will be a domino effect. There will be things in the world that today no longer exist because this other result, this other visioned reality will become real. So the company vision looks over the course of 100 years and says, what's the different, better world your company is creating? It's the long-term picture of your core purpose actualized in the world. And your organization will never complete this vision. It's an aspirational, on the horizon, forever on the horizon, kind of vision, kind of picture. It's something you will work towards for as long as you will live. And others in the world will be working towards another similar common goal, common vision. You and generations of others will contribute to the call of this vision. And your job, your role in the business is to is to expand your impact so that it contributes to that vision in as big a way as it possibly can. So we'll dedicate full commitment of the organization to moving this vision forward. So when you think about your core purpose, it's telling you this is the transformation we want to create every day. It's the reason why we exist. Company vision says where we're going, where we're headed. So we're going to measure every decision. Everything we do is going to be measured about whether or not it's going to be in the service of this vision, going to help us get to this vision, help us create the transformation, the change, the goodness, whatever it is, the beauty, the brilliance, the excellence, the sustainability, whatever your business is about. So I invite you to think of your vision as you filling in this blank. Simple. We stand for a world where, fill in the blank. So Company X stands for a world where, blank. And you fill in the blank. So I'm going to give you a couple of notable examples of companies that have a vision. And again, you'll see how it speaks to the world in the future, the change that will be made. And it paints a picture, right? A picture of where you want to go. And it also includes a sense of feeling and how you would feel about a world that's transformed. So Amazon, it's interesting. Their vision is to be the Earth's most customer-centric company. About that. It's the most customer-centric company. Notice how they've created that in their business. Every choice has led them to that. To build a place where people can come to find and discover anything they might want to buy online. That's their vision. Think about how they've manifested that over these years. Caterpillar, right? So maker of big machines that do construction. I love their vision. Our vision is a world in which all people's basic needs, such as shelter, clean water, sanitation, food, and reliable power, are fulfilled in an environmentally sustainable way. How cool is that? Okay, so they're seeing they have these tools and these machines, but they see these tools and machines as a way to create all people's basic needs to be filled. Shelter, clean water, sanitation, food, and reliable power. Think about that. I love that. LinkedIn. Okay, so they have a vision, and it's to create economic opportunity for every member of the global workforce. So notice they're probably not going to achieve that. They're probably not going to create economic opportunity for every single person in the global workforce, but they are dedicated to that. And that's what inspires them. They're driven by economic opportunity. Patagonia, right? One of these companies that we really think of as a force for good kind of business. All these businesses are, but this is Patagonia has been known for its social responsibility. So Patagonia, their vision is to use business to inspire and implement solutions to the environmental crisis. Okay, again, are they going to solve the environmental crisis? Probably not. They're probably not going to be the ones that solve the environmental crisis, but they are going to lead in all the ways that they can through their message, their platform, their power. They're going to create products, all of their jackets and sporting wear, that mountain climbing, right? That you might have hiking gear. They're going to create products in a way that is environmentally secure, safe, regenerative. So these are a few examples. There's lots of examples out online. You can look at them all. It's important to see how they're creating a purpose in the future, a transformation in the future. And they're standing for a world where this new possibility can emerge And that's what it's about. So I want you to think too about how profound it is if every day you come to the office and everyone on your team comes to the office and they are living in service of a vision like that. Right. So it's super empowering, super powerful to have an idea of the transformation that you and your teammates are going to want to create. And that transforms how people do what they do. All right. So we're going to go right into the workshop. Again, we're going to take a moment to connect, right? Connecting to our hearts and bringing in not just our thinking selves, which we overuse, right, in business. And we're going to access the part of us that's grounded in our physical being, has access to our heart, which is very wise, and has a sense for what creates transformation. I have a lot to say about that in the Force for Good model and what it means to be transformative, one of our core values. But just trust that in your heart lies many answers to how to create and manifest change, transformation. Your heart knows what your people need in order to uplift them so they will move in the direction of your vision. So connect to your heart, connect to your knowing, the part of you that is wise beyond your physical capacity and capability. Put your feet on the ground, your hands solid on the space in front of you. And just imagine you could fast forward. Close your eyes for a moment. Just breathe deeply and fast forward 100 years into the future. Imagine a year. 100 years into the future. And imagine the culmination of all the aligned and empowered choices you and your team will have made over that 100 years. Imagine every day for 100 years, every hour for 100 years, you are dedicated to your core purpose. Just start to see, what does the world look like? Imagine your business evolves and grows and transforms the lives of all that you envision. And what happens? What does the world look like 100 years from now, when you consider all the ways your company has created goodness for your customers, your team members, your expanded community? Let's take a moment and write down. What do you hope will be different in the world? What is the relief you see built into the world? What is the healing you see built into the world? And heal. And say whatever it is where you might have, your business might have created more happiness, more joy. Just write down 100 years, the changes that are made possible through your business. How is society different? How is your industry different because of your positive leadership? What are all the ways that your business is a force for good? Take a deep breath. Just take a moment to read what you wrote down. Allow it to soak into your heart. And right now, trust that you have everything you need to write down your vision. Just simply start with the words, we stand for a world where. My company stands for a world where. What becomes possible? What is present in the world that is not present now? Listen deeply. Trust the words that are coming down. Write them down. Let them be. Very good. Take a moment to acknowledge and honor yourself. Let yourself feel complete. Let yourself feel the gift of completion today. You have written your vision. Let that be enough. Remember that you will be able to iterate again and again in the future, and you are manifesting an idea that was perhaps before up there in your mind, but not fully articulated on the page. And now that language is going to give you power, clarity, certainty, confidence. It's going to give you a North Star. And I promise you, you'll have plenty of time to iterate and fine-tune it and involve your leadership team to help you find the exact words. But for right now, give yourself the gift of completion so you can move forward. All right, congratulations. It's time to move on to the next episode where we're going to go from big picture down to a little bit more near term. And we're going to look at the next 12 months and identify a 12-month break. Can't wait. See you in a few.
Are you ready to build a business that leads in both impact and profit? Discover the Force for Good book, a guide for purpose-led leaders who want to accelerate impact, scale, and profit. Pre-order your copy today at www.aforceforgood.biz/book and receive immediate access to 30 plus valuable tools for you and your team. Join the Force for Good movement. Pre-order your copy now at www.aforceforgood.biz/book.